In the book of Genesis, we have now taken the turn into sin. We heard the account of the fall of man this morning in the garden. There's so much here that is profitable for our instruction, but I just want to focus on one thing this morning. That after Adam and Eve ate of the forbidden fruit, it says, "Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked." They ate, and then they realized they were naked. So they sewed together fig leaves and loincloths. They hid themselves with clothing, and they also hid themselves from God. It's a big change from the conclusion of yesterday's gospel, that they were naked and yet had no shame. Now, did anything in their visible sight change when they ate the fruit? They had good eyesight. They didn't need glasses in the Garden of Eden. What they saw with their eyes in one another and in their naked bodies, nothing about that changed. What did change? Why did it say that they somehow realized they were naked? What changed was their hearts were turned to believe that when they came before another being, whether it be God or whether it be one another, Adam and Eve, before they ate the fruit, they had no fear of being used, no fear of being taken advantage of having someone steal from me, to do injustice to me. The doubt is placed in their minds by the evil one that God is not good, that God will not give you what you want. God has laid down this strange law about not eating this fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil because God's holding back on you. You've got to take it for yourself. You've got to grab it and snatch it. Otherwise, you won't get what you want. It's a very violent approach to a relationship meant to be a friendship. And so after Adam and Eve have already acted that way before God, they begin to act that way with one another. Their bodies, their human flesh is still good, but why do they hide themselves? Why do they put up a barrier of clothing between one another who are meant to be friends and lovers? Because now their hearts believe not that my spouse will make a gift to me, my spouse loves me, will always cherish me. Now it's, oh, I might be taken advantage of. This person might use me. There's great fear. There's the feeling of vulnerability. What if they do violence to me? What if they hurt me? And so the shields go up. And this is now how human beings are born into the world. We relate to one another, not out of an innate sense of being loved and cherished and becoming friends, but now there's so much fear. And if someone sees me without my shields up, without my barriers, maybe not clothing, but maybe the face I put onto the world, that is a very scary thing. They hide themselves from God and from one another. Their nakedness is no different than before, but they clothe themselves because now they realize that they might hurt one another and they will hurt one another. Jesus comes into the world to return us to this place of being loved and known and vulnerable with one another, but without shame. When we close off our ears to God's love and to one another, Jesus comes to open them. Jesus comes to take away our fear, to prove to us that God is good, that God will give us more than we can ever imagine, and that we do not need to take from Him or do violence to God to be happy. That we can receive what He has to give us, and that His laws, His rules, are actually to protect us, not to harm us. Today, let us ask that we might hear Jesus say to us, "Ephatha, be opened." That we might be open to hear the word of love from the Lord and be not closed off, but be open to our neighbor to love and cherish them as Adam and Eve were created to do.